Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
You wouldn't expect me to say it correctly, would you?
No.
Yeah, ASSMR.
Yay. Yeah, exactly. SSRIs.
ASSFMR. Hello, everybody. It's me, Bubba and Anna.
And me. The dynamic duo. Back again.
What if we get a really good feeling? By the way, this is the 3 millionth download podcast show. Our podcast has now been downloaded over 3 million times.
Hell yeah.
You do a little podcasting, don't you?
I do, a little on the side.
Is that, now don't Lummy me and don't Creatine Travis me, shoot me straight.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty fucking unbelievable, well, especially for how, like, we haven't been doing it all that long.
Right.
You know, this isn't like something we've been doing for years and years and years. So those are excellent numbers. Oh, still eating the nuts?
Yeah, I'm eating them nuts. What if you and I nail it? So far we're not, but what if you and I nail it?
Yeah.
Really get a good vibe going on. You know, what if it turns into a thing? Like, you know.
Like a little ancillary thing, just you and I?
Yeah. Just me and you.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
You know,
when I can't get Tara for flapping gaps, like maybe you and I could do something.
Yeah,
and you could, and we could sister girl. How about that?
Yeah,
and I'll bring snacks that I made for you. And I force you to eat all my snacks, and I just watch you.
Now you're making it weird.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to do a mukbang, is what I'm trying to do.
What is a mukbang?
A mukbang, it's a Korean word, I believe, but you basically just eat a shit ton of food and film yourself and people watch you eat. People, huh? Weirdos like me, yes. Mukbang. You've never heard of this before?
Now, Anna, you know that I'm doing the chicken sandwich review.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm doing the burnout series.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm doing, I'm getting ready to do a show with Brian.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
I know that he pitched it and then...
No, I pitched it.
Well, or he pitched the title. I think it was Baby and the Beast or something.
Yeah.
That was funnier than hell. Yeah, I knew that you guys were doing something together.
Did you know what it ended up being?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't know anything about the show or the content.
All right, so I'm going to text you, okay? Because I don't want anybody even here knowing.
All right.
But it's... Okay.
No, sometimes it takes a second for me to get a text, so don't get mad. I have my phone in my hand.
All right, hold on. I know you do. Why do you make me out to be such a monster?
No, I'm just I just want you to know so you don't think I'm, you know, scrambling for my phone or being irresponsible. I'm very much on it, Bubs. I called my leasing office 5 times yesterday until they got back to me and gave me an answer about the money problem.
All right, so here it is. But now I want you don't say a word. Just look at it and don't say a word. Don't blurt out. Don't blurt out.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, so I have to explain something.
Mm-hmm.
In the title of it,
mm-hmm.
Do you see the last two words?
I do, yes.
Well, there's going to be the second to last word that starts with a W.
Yeah.
It's going to be a red X that goes through there.
Okay.
And so it's going to be called, you're X'd out, and then...
The last word.
Yeah, you like that?
I do. I like that a lot.
And... The R word, meaning conservative, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Not the other R word.
Yeah.
That maybe, you know.
Well, it could maybe be a, if it, I.
Do you identify as that?
Yeah,
as well?
I might.
Okay.
I think I'm on the upper end of that.
You could be an RR.
I could be a double actually, R, I could squared. Actually, a RRS. Add savant to the end of that.
Servant, I believe.
Well, what happens? Okay,
that's how Lummy says it.
Like, but what is like when you're like really, really smart, but
it's a savant.
Okay, so call me that savant, a double R savant.
Yeah, I like the dichotomy of words there, the juxtaposition, if you will.
And when he starts getting too, see that last word?
Yes,
the L word.
Mm-hmm.
When he starts getting too L. Then I'm going to put him in an L timeout.
Okay. And what is that exactly? He can't talk for 5 minutes?
Well, I'm going to give him a, you're chilling out. You're getting too L. And he's, I'm going to put him in an L. He's going to have an L warning.
Okay.
And then once he finally just goes off the deep end on the L, then it'll be a split screen. And his screen will go all blue, and it'll be Brian.
Oh, I see.
Brian is currently in a blue timeout, two blue timeout.
I like that.
Yeah.
And when does that premiere?
Oh, Blitz has to build me the couple of these things where I can, you know, click and
I got you.
Next thing you know, his screen turns all blue.
Mm-hmm.
Brian is currently in a two blue timeout, 30 seconds.
Well, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for this particular show. No, not really.
Why?
It's Friday.
We got a lot of things in common.
It's Friday, and
we like salty snacks. And
it's Friday, and I am so accustomed to like being in my truck by now.
Just getting the fuck out of here.
Getting the fuck out of here on Fridays. Like I try to literally, I play this game called "How fast can I get the fuck out of the building?" Fridays.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that you're stuck with me today.
No, I like you.
Oh, yay!
I like you a lot, and I really think. That I'm not trying to make this all about me, but I think that I am kind of your papa, and I did kind of lead you to a different life.
Oh, most definitely. No one could deny.
From
where I came from.
From
like a lost, poor
well, from
dog.
The, from the type of radio from the type of radio to just how polished and good of a potential co-host and host at times, I think I've sharpened your radio skill. I think by working with me, you've gotten better.
Oh, no question.
It's like
absolutely.
If you play one-on-one with Mike, you know, if you practice with Michael Jordan, that makes you better.
Right. Yes, the stakes are definitely higher. You're working with more seasoned radio people.
Well, that and just the audience is bigger, and the stakes are higher, and the dynamic's different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over the truly, they, where you used to work, couldn't, they didn't have near the liberties or freedoms that we do.
No, they did not. And I definitely learned that the hard way. Even though they claimed to be real raw radio, there was really nothing real or raw.
No, it was what?
It was radio, though. I'll give them that. But.
And what it is you know, Mike Calta runs the entire fucking show radio.
Yes, that was a part of it. I don't think that really ever affected me. It was always just like the PC shit that got me in trouble.
Right.
So that was more like HR problems, but.
Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, like, we are so liberated and free and non-corporate, and like, it's just like, I don't know if anybody can even really understand our dynamic. It's like almost
no, you gotta live it.
A used car salesman, carny gypsy lifestyle.
Yeah,
is it
you
not
really
kinda
gotta live it. Yeah, it's hard to explain to people when they ask me like, "Oh, what's it like working with Bubba or this?" And I'm just like, "Sit down. Do you have time? Do you have a couple like, hours?"
Most people can't wrap their head around our work environment.
No. And it's certainly not for everyone, but it's a perfect fit for me.
But it's certainly not for everybody, but it really kind of is for everyone because all we do is just fucking goof.
Yes.
Like it's not like
what it, better it, life is that than to just have fun and,
yeah,
and make jokes and
like it may not be for everybody, but if it's not for you, then it's because you're not cool enough to understand how fucking cool what we're doing is.
Exactly.
You know, like
I couldn't
if somebody
agree
came
more.
And was like, oh my God, you know, like you guys really talk about like, wow. You probably have some friends that are probably a little too uptight for this place, don't you think?
Oh, certainly. A lot of my friends. I think the thing that I would find most challenging, obviously, is, you know, when people make comments or say mean things to you online. But that's just any line of work where you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're on social media and you're a big star or whatever, people are going to just say shitty stuff. So that just kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But everything else is fucking great. I love it. I love the fact that we don't have to wear business clothes and we can just, you know, joke around, talk about whatever. You know, there's few things that are off limits.
And like,
here.
You know, like you don't have an immediate supervisor that's calling you up about your tweet.
Micromanaging
you. Know,
me
you know, like,
and
you're not micromanaged at all. In fact,
you've
I think
been banned from Twitter. What better fit would that be for me, you know?
Yeah. But, and I don't micromanage. Like, I don't, like, within your, some of your, you know, like your flapping gaps. If I was a micromanager, I would listen to that. And I would, and since it's on my channel, if I didn't like necessarily what you guys were talking about or how you executed it or how you do something or something like that, I, you know, truly would be having a meeting with you and say, listen, on, I was listening to Flapping Gaps and I, you know, I think you should maybe kind of do more of this and a little bit less of that.
Yeah.
I don't say any of that shit.
No, you just want it done. You just want it done.
Yeah, but
whatever.
Right.
Whatever done. Whatever you ask, you're just like, just get it done. It doesn't need to be like A or B, put your own spin on it, but just more content.
Make it yours.
Yep.
But do it.
But get it out there.
And people, and I know that you guys probably get tired of me trying to drive you for content. But it really, really is the way it's what we need to do to continue this business model.
I know, yeah.
It really is. And, you know, I'm excited just on the growth of our company.
I am, too. I think that, you know, you've talked about what the big project in works, and I think that when that comes out, there's going to be a big splash with that.
I think when the documentary comes out.
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, and then I want to have the infrastructure of stuff that we're going to talk about on Monday kind of already established so that when there's a massive search for our brand,
it's readily available.
They can readily get some content that we can get to them.
Yes.
And they can, you know, somehow maybe there's going to be a percentage of people that watch that documentary and are exposed to us for the very have never fucking heard of us and they're like and they do a little digging and we'll catch a certain amount of those and they will become fans.
Yes, because I would say that probably most of the people, hopefully, that watch it have never heard of you because that's just a bigger audience of people.
Right.
But what I've told you, like especially when I saw that trailer or the what did you call it?
Sizzle.
The sizzle. It's just it's a captivating, scandalous story. People love sex. They love celebrities. They love, you know, videotaping, surveillance, betrayal, like all that sort of
voyeur.
Shit. Yes, voyeurism, all that sort of stuff. People love that. Just makes a good story, real or not. Like, there's been like movies I've seen that would be about your situation, but fiction. You know,
right.
But yours is real life. Like, yours really happened. I think that that's just a captivating tale, no matter how you look at it.
And most people don't even really understand. Like, there's some latest stuff that you don't even know about.
What?
Well, I think I talked about it on Concrete. Did I talk about it on Concrete on how this has Department of Justice implications on?
Yes, you mentioned that.
On the Trump-Cohen deal?
Yes, you mentioned that.
And how that it's been told to me by sources that I'm now tracking down that one of the reasons Michael Cohen,
the rat,
went to prison was because the FBI got into his hard drive through Keith Davidson's emails. That the FBI went to Keith Davidson and said, we still have a statute of limitations to be able to file extortion in the Hogan deal on you unless you give us all correspondence between you and my Michael Cohen. And Davidson had flipped, and that's how they got on Michael Cohen's computer.
Right.
And so that derives from this shit.
Yep. It's all related. And the First Amendment stuff. Like, I watched that one documentary, and they were talking about how big the trial was because of the whole First Amendment. Does the public have a right to watch these kinds of videos? Like, this trial was like so big, and this whole scandal was so big for so many different reasons.
And what those documentary people, they completely have their eye off the fucking ball, and it has nothing to do with the First Amendment, because the First Amendment has nothing to do with the fact that you can have invasion of somebody's, you know, if two adults are fucking,
yeah,
and the surveillance tape of them fucking gets stolen and distributed, that's not the right of the media to report that as a newsworthy story,
right,
on stolen material,
right.
Now, if they're fucking and the blinds are wide open and, you know, the next door neighbor gets it on his camcorder, well, that was in public. That's a different story.
Right.
And so they try to make it a First Amendment issue, and the trial was financed. Financing of trials have been going on since all of trials. Like, it's not illegal to people to finance a trial.
Mm-hmm.
But so because the left-leaning media didn't get their way, and this was such a catastrophic blow.
Didn't Peter Thiel, right, didn't he give a lot of money to the Hogan trial?
Yeah, he financed it all.
Because Gawker, I think, outed him for being gay, and he was pissed about
right.
that.
Right, Peter Thiel was gay. Gawker outed him.
Mm-hmm.
He vouched to get back at them. So when he had an opportunity to see that Hogan was suing them, he jumped on and said, listen, you know, they did like three or four mock trials. The whole attitude of this trial changed when Peter Thiel said, money's no object. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, Peter Thiel's a Silicon tycoon. He's a billionaire.
He invented PayPal.
With Elon Musk?
No. Yeah. I think he, if you look at Peter Thiel, I think he was early in on the face. He was an early Facebooker, and I think he invented or is the main guy on PayPal. And you can let, and when I'm right, I'm going to drop the motherfucking mic on you.
Venture capitalist and political activist. He's a co-founder of PayPal.
Okay, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Palantir Technologies and Founders Fund. He was the first outside investor in Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's worth about $7.19 billion.
There you go. So a $5 million trial ain't shit to him to clear his good,
yeah, nope.
to get back at the motherfuckers that, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, here's the thing about being outed as gay. I really think that that's kind of not cool. If a person wants to be gay and they don't want you to out them mm-hmm. as gay, I almost think it's like slanderous to do so.
Yes.
I mean like okay, so let's say a gay.
That was his, that's his private.
My private, my sexuality, if not illegal, if my my sexuality, if not illegal, meaning I'm not breaking any laws, like it's not, I'm trying to fuck dogs or kids.
Right.
You know, but it's, you know, a consensual adult. My sexuality is nobody's business.
Correct.
And you don't have the right, I feel you don't have the right as a newspaper or a journal, like to out me. Like to go against my wishes. If they want, if you walk up to a guy and you go, "Hey, it's Gawker, Peter Thayer, are you gay?" And he says, "I have no comment," or "My sexuality is not any of your business."
Mm-hmm.
For you then to go and try to find, well, they found, like, you know, I think they found like pictures of him, you know, holding hand. Just
shady shit.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe it was legal, but it was shady.
I think there's, I'm all for, you know, listen, I stand behind the First Amendment every day, but I think a person's sexuality should be private. And unless they choose, like, you know, Elton John is gay and he's like, he doesn't.
Yeah, openly gay. If you're like rolling around with a dude and you're like, "This is my husband or my boyfriend," like, okay, who cares? Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
But like for a,
sounds like he didn't want to be found out.
Right, and I
certainly
think
not by Gawker.
And this world of defamation and slander and things like that, I think that, you know, a person's sexuality kinda is as private of a thing as, like, it's
as you want it to be as the individual. You know,
right.
It's nobody's business unless you want it to be people's business.
Exactly,
you're showing off who you're dating and stuff.
Right, like you.
Yes.
How are you and Blitz doing?
We're doing really good.
I think you guys are doing really good.
We really, really are. And, you know, having almost 2 years of friendship under our belt before dating,
which, by the way, never happens.
I know. It's very, very rare.
You know, like they always say, you know, you should always be, you know, like if you were to go through the timeline of like what is the most healthy way to really like somebody, and that would be to establish a friendship,
yeah,
to be friends, and then to organically fall for each other.
Yes.
But that never happens because you see some guy on Tinder or some girl on Tinder, you fucking swipe right, and next thing you know, you're trying to be balls deep on the bed.
Yeah, it's already got a splash of romance built into how you met. You're not really looking for friends on Tinder or Bumble or anything like that. But, you know,
And you've not known the people on Tinder or Bumble for 2 years.
Right, exactly. So you don't get to see them in all different sorts of situations and how they are and how they deal with people at restaurants and if they're nice to their friends. You know, you don't really get to see all that. You kind of have to learn along the way. And oftentimes at the beginning, they're on their best behavior, so they're probably fucking lying to you.
And all those things you just mentioned are big time, like, things that you need to know about. But you can't. It takes a long tenure to establish that.
Because they're going to be on their best behavior for at least a few months. And then you can kind of see a few cracks fall through a little bit. But, and same goes for yourself as well. You're always on your best behavior at the beginning. It's only going to get worse thereafter.
I'm always naughty right from the beginning.
Yeah, well, you know, you're special in that way. Yeah. Most of us don't have that luxury that we can still get laid and be, you know, tell people to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Blitz and I are doing great. It's actually, it's been awesome. It's very smooth. He's a very good listener. He's very understanding. And we just get along really well.
Now,
great time.
How long into you working with him? Yes. Were you lying to me? Like when we went to bowling and I said, hey,
nothing had happened at all.
No. I don't think anything happened. I literally don't think anything happened until February 14th.
Right.
Like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I genuinely asked you, do you like him? And would you ever see yourself like wanting to date him? And your answer was no and no. Like, you know, you're like, he's a friend, but were you lying to me? Like, did you kind of always kind of have a little thing for him?
Well, I think
about it now.
Yes. I think there was always an attraction or at least a connection pretty much from the beginning because we have a lot in common. In terms of values and principles, maybe not so much in terms of interests. I don't really give a fuck about planes. And I'm not really that much into guns, although, you know, I'm pro Second Amendment, but I'm not like a gun girl.
Yeah, but
anything.
You're becoming more of it because that's what you're
I'm allowing myself to be influenced by him, which is what you should happen when you're in a relationship.
Right, you should give and take, and if, you know, a guy that
he's
likes
eating more, you know, like Brussels sprouts, for example.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, we're doing things for each other.
Was it the gun date that kind of started it?
Well, that's when I knew that he liked me. And he'll deny this till the day he dies. But after we did the guns, I got my car and he wanted me to give him a hug goodbye, and I gave him a hug goodbye because I'd never given him a hug at that point. So, you know, there's that line where I'm like, okay, we just, you know, sometimes with some friends, I just go bye and bye. You know, I never hug you goodbye. Very rarely.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Like if it's like a Bubble 199 or something.
Well, but we would be more so to do now than we would have before. Like,
yeah.
Like I would feel less uncomfortable giving you a hug now than, like, say, 6 months ago.
Yes. Right. So, Blitz and I had never hugged before. We're, you know, I would just leave the studios and he would leave.
I hate to interrupt you. I will have to tell you, I think you're hot and you're cute, but.
Thanks.
The day that we went to Orlando and you had those donk pants on.
Yeah. And you were mad and then got unmad.
Wow.
Yes.
I remember telling the merch crick. My Lord, did you see Anna's ass?
Yeah, it's a force.
Yes, Daddy. I did.
Yes, Daddy.
All right, go on.
Yeah, so
I'm flossing my teeth, by the way.
That's fine. We went on this gun date or this gun thing. And he asked for a hug. And I said, yeah, of course. I was like, oh, awesome. So I give him a hug. Mm-hmm. And then I get in my car and we start leaving the property.
Right.
And then he calls me. And I'm like, hello? And he's like, pull over. I have some special soap for you. Some de-letting soap. And I'm just like, this motherfucker. It's probably just Dove or Zest, which I think it was. So I pull over and he's like, I got the soap. And he like starts washing my hands with the soap and like giving me all this water and stuff for my hands. And then I left. And then at that point I knew the soap. That was I was like, he likes me.
Okay,
he didn't want me to leave yet, you know. So it's
now,
like,
did you go back and scurry back to Reagan and be like, I think he likes me, because we're, you know, today we talked about we were kind of going to be girl talking a little bit.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
See, I'm not getting, on today's show, I'm not getting into like how big wiener. Like, I'm not getting.
Yeah,
any of
we
that
already
shit.
Know. You've seen it.
I know. No,
you've
but
touched
like,
it.
And I've
you've held it in your hand.
No, I've not.
Oh.
But we're not going to get into, like, you know, how do you guys fuck? But I want to get into the sister girl shit.
Sure.
The courtship, so to speak.
Okay, good.
All right, so after the, you know, you got to wash your hands with the special lead-free Willie, when do you report back to Reagan? Because Reagan, indeed, was the contributing factor as to why I pushed it forward. After I spent the weekend, that sounds a lot more salacious than it was.
Yeah, I know. She went to the track.
Right, she came up to the track.
Because she's an Ohio chick. She's into dirt racing and guns and
by the
camo.
Way, I think she had a great time, too.
She had the best fucking time. She literally could not stop talking about it when
and
she came back home.
And we were so fucked up.
I know. She's like, we're so
hot. We're so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And we were...
and Merch Crick. She had so much fun with both of you guys.
And I remember Merch Crick was there, and I just remember saying, Reagan, shoot me straight. Does Anna like Blitz? Because if she does, man, I'm going to start pushing for this because it's starting to get uncomfortable because I'm almost like I want these. If they like each other, then we need to get this started because we're wasting valuable time.
Right.
And she was like, yes, I've been telling her all along that he's a good guy and that he takes care of her. And that she's like everything he's everything she'd be looking for. Like, what the
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fuck is she thinking? Like, she said that.
Yeah. And it's not like I didn't know that.
You're just being hard-headed about it?
I was just, you know, the whole work situation, everything being on air really scared me. But then it just got to a point where I didn't care anymore. And then I was ready to just, like, let it eat. Let's go. Let's give it a try. Everyone is right about, you know, this is too good of an opportunity to see, you know, if this is if we're really compatible as a romantic couple. And I definitely felt that we were, but I was scared to take the plunge. And then once we took the plunge, I was like, all right, fuck
but once
it.
You, but were you scared, like, because he has so much influence with me that if things would go wrong? And see, I'd assured you, I remember even telling you during bowling, listen, if you guys dated and broke up, you're status with the show would have nothing. In fact, I would probably sit him down and say, listen, don't make it fucking uncomfortable. We got a great thing going. She's a major part of the show.
Yeah. I don't know if I could still work here though. Like, not because he would get me fired, but I don't know if I'd be able to successfully get through a breakup and see him every day. And you're like, oh, so bless your fucking Colin. Like, I would just,
I would be mindful of that. Yeah. Like, no, like, for real. Like, I would be, as much as you think I fuck around and, like, want to fuck, you know, I would, like, be mindful that this is a hurtful situation. So I wouldn't, the co-ed thing's a rib anyway. You know that.
Partially, yes.
I mean,
we go through University of Tampa unnecessarily. You know, when we're coming to work sometimes, I'm like, why are we going through UT?
But it's almost a rib. It's funny.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You know, before
it
you.
It honestly doesn't bother me
But
at
I would
all.
Really back down the Tampa co-ed shit if I knew that it was being mean-spirited to you. I would just, like, you know.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, really, like, protocol-wise, let's all agree on this. Like, if something would go awry, in fact, I need to talk to him about this, but, like, we need to have, like, a kind of a little agreement amongst us three that, like, if something would happen between you guys, like, where there would be a breakup or something like that, that all three of us would need to sit privately and establish
a no-go, what's okay, like, to talk about.
Yeah, like, establish, you know, like, I just flat out say.
Boundaries.
I'd flat out say, listen, guys. You know, how do you want me to handle this? Because this is a private matter.
It'd probably be best if he had two meetings with us separately.
No, I don't think so.
Like, you ask him, what are you okay with?
I think you lay it out. I think you are totally transparent, and you lay it, and we all meet together.
Yeah.
I know it could be potentially, you know, sad for you, but.
Oh yeah,
I don't want any he said she said, you know, I don't want any, like, you know, right, I'd rather just lay it all out and be like, listen, I know you two are going through a tough time, but let's keep it off the air. Or, you know, like, I think that would probably be better.
Yeah.
Let's keep it off the air.
Mm-hmm. At least for a certain amount of time.
Let's do the best we can to act like nothing's going on. Let's not let people in on it.
Right.
If we still have to kind of pretend that you're a thing, you're a thing. It's just, you know, we would really have to have that conversation.
I think. We all have to be on the same page.
Because if we're not, it won't work.
Yeah, no, you got to be organized. Organized crime, you got to be organized, you know.
To organize crime, you got to be organized.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's how it would go down.
Yeah, if we're going to be lying, we got to keep our lies straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But then the minute, you know, eventually organically, it would be like Blitz with the co-ed last night.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You get, oh, God, full hot.
I'd fucking lose it.
You already, like, really, like.
Oh, I'm very.
You're fucking.
Attached.
Uh-huh.
Not in the sense of, like, physically, but emotionally.
Oh, yeah. You're.
I can be a five-stage clinger. Sometimes it's a joke, but it's one of those things that started as a work and is kind of becoming a shoe. You know, I'm like, haha, yeah, I'm all mush. I'm just like a fucking sad, sappy piece of shit. But like, I kind of am now.
Well,
like he makes me mush, and but, sometimes I don't like that because I want to be, you know,
be independent and strong.
Right. And also like my identity and how I view myself. I'm, you know, I'm independent. I take care of myself. I don't need nobody. But then like, you know, when he does so much for me, and then when you are so used to just being around someone so much and then they're not around, and then you're just like, oh, where'd you go? You know, which, you know, happens to everybody, and that's okay, and I'm allowing myself
now,
the grace
Do you think that he's got it as bad for you?
Better. I'll punch him.
No, and I've known him for a long time. I think that you do have him as smitten as I've ever seen him. And I don't use that term in a bad way.
No.
I use it in a, like, he's genuinely, like his girlfriend before, he just didn't really. I'm not trying to tell Otto's all.
I know about her.
He wasn't into her. You know, it's just convenient. They'd been together for a while.
Yeah,
you
know, I
sex,
know.
Obviously, us guys sometimes will. Well, you know, I think both parties are probably guilty of sometimes holding on to something a little too long just because of the sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, like, I'd say for women, probably less so.
Really?
Yeah. It's more just because you're afraid to be alone.
And we like pussy. I mean, like, let's just
I know
be
guys
honest.
Like pussy.
No, I'm just saying, like, us guys sometimes will stick around a little longer.
Sure.
Because you can't emulate pussy. You girls, on the other hand, and I'm not trying to get inappropriate, but it's easier for you guys to emulate cock than it is for us. I mean, all you guys need is a cucumber and a Hitachi. I mean, there's nothing that we can really use that really is lifelike like a pussy. So we hold on to that pussy once we get it a little long time.
I'm
kind of guy talking you right now, so don't
get mad. What's the little pocket pussy? Those aren't good?
No, they're not. They're just not.
That's sad.
And it is. You could be, society's not fair to guys because if you walked in and you caught your roommate, and like, let's say Reagan, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say you walk in and you caught Reagan using the Hitachi.
Right.
Okay, girl, whatever, sister girl, get yours.
Yeah.
But if if Butch is my roommate and he walks in and I'm fucking a pocket pussy, he'd be like, ew!
What's wrong with you? Use your hand like a man.
Times are that tough that you're fucking a pocket pussy.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Society doesn't frown on a woman masturbating with whatever, less a donkey, than a guy. The minute you're Johnny Pocket Pussy, you know, it's not good. It's not a good look.
No, it's a little sad.
You're like, hey, did you hear about John? No, what happened? His roommate walked in and he was fucking a pocket pussy.
A pocket pussy?
He was? Yeah.
That's so sad. Is he okay?
I don't know.
Clearly not. He needs help.
I did try that auto suck one time.
The auto suck?
Yeah, and it was horrible.
Is that like the like a penis pump except it sucks instead of pumps?
No, it's just stupid.
Is it just a big cylinder?
Yeah, it's like a big cylinder, like flesh, like, you know, artificial vagina.
Is it kind of wet?
No. I mean, if you put, you know, some lube on it. Yeah, if you put some boy butter on it or something.
Boy butter.
I got, Anna, look.
I know, you got it from Seth, I remember.
How's he doing?
The fuck would I know? He's blocked me on everything.
No, but somebody said that him and Drew are friendly again.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And is Seth working over next door?
So, that's what I heard. I've never seen him. I've never heard him post about it, but that's what I've heard from sources.
How would you feel if I brought him in to do a podcast or to do a show? Or do you think that would be a problem?
Would I be on the show? I don't. I wouldn't care, actually, to be honest with you.
No, no. If I just brought him in, just him and I.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I need to ask Blitz, though.
I honestly don't care. I wish him well. You know, the guy's clearly got some issues.
But he's so talented.
I would never fucking deny that. And I never, you know, forgot or overlooked the fact that he brought me in the door here. You know, and I'm still grateful for that.
He's so talented.
I know
he
is.
I've worked with a lot of radio guys.
I know he is. He's fucking funny.
He's just, God, he's so talented.
But, you know, sometimes, and I'm sure you can attest to this, but sometimes your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness.
Yeah, you're your biggest enemy.
You know,
enemy.
You're crazy, and so you're really funny, and he was really smart and quick on the air, but he was really fucking crazy.
I think,
and it would destroy his relationships.
I think that I'm, you know, on the verge of that, but I'm controlled. I got a controlled crazy going on.
Right, but I'm sure it's gotten away from you a few times.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what people come back for to listen.
But here's also
and
the
be
thing
entertained by.
People don't realize is that this is a business, and you know, I don't know that a lot of there's a lot of behind the scenes things I have to do. And do that people probably aren't familiar with to make this a successful business that, you know, has payroll and, you know, rent and taxes and, you know, like this is a business.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my girl got Miss Runner-Up on Miss Florida Teen USA.
I think I did see that when I was
Taylor
on the Bubba Army Instagram.
And she's so, like, there's this big controversy that she genuinely was the prettiest girl there. But in today's environment, that a white girl can't win.
Well, is it necessarily all about beauty? I understand it's a beauty pageant, but you know, it's like they also answer questions and they have a talent portion.
Yeah,
I think it's a little bit. It's multidimensional. It's not just who's the prettiest.
I had seen things that was not part of Moreland's. Taylor's world from Reddit and things like that that didn't have any alliance to Taylor at all and just said that was a bunch of bull crap. Like the girl that got second, they didn't even know Taylor's name. Like the girl that got second should have won, or the first runner up.
Yeah. You know, I mean, first runner up ain't bad. I'm looking it up now. It was Miss Teen. Hold on.
Miss Florida Teen.
Miss Florida Teen.
Miss Florida Teen. Taylor Moreland is my friend. Well, I used to date her mom.
Mom's still pretty hot.
Oh,
right?
Her mom, Michelle, is hot as fuck.
She's a smoke show.
She is. She lives in Charleston, South Carolina, too.
And Taylor is in, like, L.A. now, I think.
Yeah, she spent L.A. and Florida. She's got between both places. LA,
okay.
L.A. and Florida.
Let's see. She won the Miss Teen U.S. Florida.
No, she's second. She was first runner-up.
Okay.
Taylor Moore.
Yes. Out of how many girls?
I don't know.
Like 100 or something?
But her mom did tell me, though, that she can start doing, like, she couldn't. The reason why I sent her some Bubba Army stuff, and her mom was like, oh, Taylor's going to take some pictures, and you send it to your Instagram and things like that. But because she was, doing the Florida Miss Teen pageant, they didn't want it to come back. And so, but now she's going to take a couple pictures, like some sexy pictures of the Bubba Army, like some Bubba Army swag, and you know, having a girl that's
does,
you know,
pageants.
She's a signed, you know, accomplished model, runway model for Will. I think it's Will.
I'm looking at
Willamy. I mean, she's done ads for national and global ads for Guess, and like, you know, a bunch of huge brands. And I think the last photo shoot she was on, Anna, she was with David Beckham.
No way.
And she just went, you know, because she's now kind of part of the LA model scene.
Mm-hmm.
She just went to Coachella and like was in the backstage, like tour bus, you know, camper limo.
Yeah, the whole VIP experience.
Yeah, there. Like, she was next to, I think she was next to P. Diddy.
Oh,
And maybe, I don't know, it was The Weeknd or who the hell it was.
Okay.
But those are the circles that this Taylor Moreland is traveling in now.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I think she's going to be very successful in her modeling career. She's a beautiful girl.
Anyway.
And she's young.
Her mom wanted to know if I wanted her on my podcast one day, and I was like, I mean, Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe have her zoom in and do an interview with her.
Yeah, why not?
But I don't want it to be creepy because I'm practically like, you know, I used to date her mom and I'm practically like her uncle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Is it going to be creepy?
Not if you don't make it creepy. I think it'll be fine.
Well,
you know?
I can't make it creepy because I don't want to make it creepy.
Right. You won't. You could just ask her about like what it's like to model and, you know, dating a rodeo star or whatever the fuck that guy does.
Supposedly they're trying to cast her in next season's Yellowstone.
Right. Because wasn't he in 1883 or something? Yeah, her boyfriend?
Are
they still together?
Yeah. They're still together. So.
Well, good. Yeah. Good for her. I'm on her. She looks, it's funny now. It seems like they want young girls to have like a more mature look.
It's like, it's like these models are just canvases and they paint on what they want.
Yeah.
Am I kind of right?
Yeah. And it's strange to do that because you think you'd want to make them look, you know, as young as possible sort of a thing. But it
but
seems like they want
them
to look. They want them to make them, yeah, look like your stepmom, like your hot stepmom.
Like I got to be honest with you, that I mean, is that not beautiful? I mean, she's 19.
Absolutely.
I mean,
but she looks 30. Like, right? She looks like someone's hot mom. Am I wrong?
No, I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
Just the way that they have her makeup done.
By the way, her name's Taylor Moreland. TayLorMorland, and she's a big time model. 19 years old. Is she doing Miss Universe now?
Well, I think that you have to win your state, and then you go to USA, and then you go Universe. Or am I wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, but see, then there's kind of the young girl.
Yeah.
Look.
Well, that's not like a. That's just from her phone.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
not a professional photo. Yeah. That's not. Yeah, that's more of a.
Boy, that's beautiful.
Yeah, she's stunning. You know. She's definitely got the it factor.
There's her mom.
Yeah, her mom's hot.
Her mom is hot, but her mom's crazy.
Is she really?
Oh, my God.
Tell me about her mom.
I can't.
Can't tell me anything?
Nothing.
Any nuggets?
No. There's Taylor right there. God, that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's California.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she wore to Coachella right there.
Okay, that's actually pretty conservative, to be honest. Most people wear like pasties and
that's
shit.
That's her at Coachella. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's her at Coachella.
She's a natural beauty for sure.
Wow.
Good for her.
She used to come to Bubba Raceway Park and would be like Tyler's like girl. Like Tyler and her kind of like were like a little thing like for like,
oh, they were?
Like a summer.
They were young though, right?
They were like 9, like 10.
Sure.
Like when they were 10, Taylor and Tyler were, you know, like her mom. Her mom would come to the track and Taylor and they would spend the night in my RV. And then Tyler would take her out on the four wheeler all day and they just, you know, whatever.
Aww.
And just do. And then she'd watch Tyler race the night, you know, the next night. And like if Tyler, you know, got into a wreck or something, she'd start getting all upset and everything. It was so cute.
Aww.
So this is her on Miss Teen USA.
I think
so.
That was that the last year or something?
I don't know. But she's a good follow.
Yes.
And she's legal.
She is legal. Yes, she is. She's 19.
How hot would it be if I had her like in a Bubba Army like white tank top with a Bubba Army tumbler like at by the pool?
That would be money.
That would be
a good selling point.
Money.
Yes, that would be money. She's beautiful. She really is stunning.
People are calling us, and it's a podcast.
They want to talk to us.
Hello, me and Anna are doing a podcast.
Leslie Pros calling about your Google My Business listing. Our records show that your listing is either not verified or missing important information that could be keeping your customers from finding you on Google.
Oh, this is probably a shakedown.
Press 1 now to verify your Google listing. If you are the business owner or your account is not verified on Google, press 1 now.
I don't know that I pay a Google bill. What? Stephen Webb just sent me $2,400 in one lump sum on the Cash App.
Oh, shit. Someone's coming to barbecue.
He said he laid $2,400 down.
Woo! God damn.
Stephen Webb
is the man.
He is. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for holding. My name is Sydney in the business listings department. Am I currently speaking to the owner of the business?
Yes, you are. Bubba.
Okay, and this is Barn Studio?
Yes, Barn Studio. Yes, Barn Studio.
Perfect. I have the listing pulled up. Now, it appears that it was never claimed or verified, meaning anyone from the general public can go into the listing and make changes without your approval or knowledge. Were you aware of this issue?
But what's it listed as? Barn Studios? Like, what's the business called?
It just says Barn Studio, B-R-N Studio. Is that the name of the business?
Yeah. Well, no, not, okay. It's not really the name of the business. The name of the business is the Bubba Radio Network.
I see that.
Yeah.
Here as well.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, what am I listing? Like, what am I paying for?
Well, there's two listings. There's Bubba Radio Network, and then there's another listing, Barn Studio. So let me see what it looks like in the Bubba Radio Network.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't Google Bubba the Love Sponge, because that's who I am. I own it, and personally, like, you know, I'd like to see if you guys could turn my Google personally off. I don't want people looking me up because it's all bad. I got bad stuff on my stuff.
Okay. So,
like, I've been part of a sex scandal, and, like, you know, I've been on trial 4 times, and so, and now, as much as if I want to pay to have, like, the Bubba Army Radio Network, like, whatever, searchable, but can you turn my personal one off? Do you have the ability? Can I pay for that? It's bad.
No.
You know what? You might want to bring that up at your next, you know, employees meeting, saying, hey, as much as we're trying to sell stuff to people, what if we offer a turn-off feature? Because there are some people that would want it turned off because it's bad.
Yeah.
Do you have Google? Well, obviously you have Google right there, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Google, if you Google my name, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Okay.
Google it. Tell me the first thing that comes up. I bet it says Hulk Hogan's. I had a sex tape with Hulk Hogan. Did you know that?
No, I do see a picture of you and Hulk Hogan together.
Yeah,
though.
And see, so what happened? Do you know what happened?
No, I don't.
So I let my wife have sex with Hulk Hogan. So you know what? You think I'm crazy. You think I'm crazy and I'm lying to you, but it says it right there.
I wish you could see the look on my face right now.
I know. I wish you could see the look on my face for the last 15 years of having to live this life. But see, it's horrible. It's so horrible. So Hogan was my best friend, and he was the best man at my wedding. And you know what? All you got to do is, I'm not lying to you. You can look at it right there. And so he was down on his luck, and he was going through his divorce, and he was staying with me. And the poor guy, you know, my wife was cool, and she was hot. And so I just, like, you know, hooked my boy up. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, go ahead and get some. And so he did. And then my home surveillance system caught it, and then an employee stole the system and sold it to Gawker and ruined my life.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I don't have any way of deleting your listing. I apologize for that.
Hey, you sound pretty cool. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be, like, creepy or nothing. Like, but where are you calling from? Like, Elise America?
Yeah, of course, I'm in the United States. I'm located in South Florida.
Oh, I'm in Florida. We're in Tampa right now.
Yeah, we're in South Florida.
You sound like a South Florida girl. You know, you kind of, like, bubbly, kind of Fort Lauderdale-ish, kind of, you
That's
know?
That's me.
Yeah. Parents got a lot of money. You went to probably University.
No.
Probably University of Miami, one of those super hot co-eds, something like that. That's cool.
All right, well, Bubba, I gotta get going. You have a great day.
So you can't help me for nothing, can you?
I can't delete the listing as much as I wish I could. I don't have the ability to do so. I'm just gonna help you update it.
But I want you to be honest. You're gonna hang up this phone and you're gonna tell your coworkers, you wouldn't believe what the hell I just talked to.
Yeah, I got my manager standing over me right now.
I hope to tell her about it. Yeah, it's just like, but really, I'm a good guy. I really am. I was just giving
I was just giving
my friend. You know, he was down on his luck. He needed some hot ass. I hooked him up. It's not a crime.
Well, it's not a crime. You have a great weekend, sir.
You take care. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
She's like, Jesus Christ! Get this weirdo off the phone immediately.
What do you think that she's saying right now. She's like,
Jesus
holy
fucking
shit.
Christ.
I've made 5,000 phone calls since I've worked here.
You know what? She's quitting. She's like, I can't deal with this. This is too much.
No, you know what they have? No, I'll tell you what the fuck's going on. Everybody in her call center are all looking at Bubba the Love Sponge right now.
Yeah. They're Googling you right now. The quickest way to get someone to Google you is say, don't Google me.
I know. You know, it's ultimate ploy.
Yes. My mom, I think, I told her that. Immediately she comes back, like the next day, she's like, I Googled. Mm-hmm. I did the Googling.
That's the first thing I say to people.
Yep.
Please don't Google me.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's not.
Yeah, it's not true, it's not me, or.
Right.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this woman has been slinging Google, and she's never had a client ask, can you turn my Google off? It's all bad.
No. Oh, man. That probably just made her day, too.
That could have go viral.
Yeah, she'll never forget you. She's like, oh, anytime she ever hears about you, she's like, I talked to that asshole on the phone.
I should have said, and you know what? I have my cohort here. She's a woman, and she's really, really a cool person, and she's very uptight, and she can tell you that I'm a super good guy.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
never made any inappropriate moves to her.
No, he might bend your wrist back or give you an ear grip. But that's it.
But see, even that's probably wrong. I probably shouldn't even be doing that.
Well, who cares? I mean, listen.
I'm just saying, I would never be inappropriate.
Yeah, I know.
I never grab
listen,
your boobies.
I'm not your average chick. Like, I
might,
give
the
a
most
fuck.
Thing I might ever grab on you is maybe your ear. Like, give you a little ear.
Yeah.
Like a little
yeah.
pew, pew.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. You don't have to worry about me going to people being like, you know, like I can handle my
like,
shit.
Like, let me ask you a question. If you were to get, I'm not trying to make this too self-serving, but if you were to get like not fired, but let's just say the business took totally a shit.
Okay.
Because you know, at any time, like if the Bubba Army quit us, we're done.
Yeah, I know.
Like for real. Why I'm a goddamn nervous wreck.
I understand.
At all times.
You have like separation anxiety from the studio. Yeah, you want to be here. You want to record. You want content.
I'm trying to do everything I can.
I know. I get
you know,
it.
Because like, what if Bubba Light goes, man, I hate fucking Bubba and Fildo and, you know, Creatine Travis and Big Red and all the people on the Hall of Fame and Scout and Big Gulp and Bubba and everybody. Like, fuck
Bubba.
And just
quit you.
I'm not giving that guy no more money. He's a fucking asshole. I hate Bubba.
Right.
And then we would be done. I'd have to get rid of you.
Exactly.
So let's say I come to you and go like, listen, Anna, we're fucking
closing up shop.
Well, we're not closing up shop, but it's probably just going to be me and Blitz. That's all I can afford.
Okay.
I'm about to get rid of you and Lummy and Jackson and everybody. Like, that's all I can.
Oh.
But yeah. I just want to let you know that I love you and I'll help you in any way. Get a job or whatever you need. If you need to use the studios to make air, like whatever, I'm here for you. Okay, you're always welcome back. And if we get back on track, like you're my first phone call. Oh. So boom, you're done. Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I didn't do anything wrong. You know.
No.
How would you describe people? Like, how would you describe me? Because the first thing that you say, I used to work for the Bubba Love Sponge. The first thing people are like, oh, Harry's a real fucking asshole. He let his best friend fuck his wife. He made tape of him, tried to extort him. Like, what would you say? Like, if they say...
The experience I had here.
Like, so, do they ask you, like, what's he like?
Yeah, I've had people ask me that before. I'm like, well, he's the real deal. Like, he's fucking crazy. But you are, like I said before, the funnest person I've ever met. Like, you're so entertaining on the air. And just because there's not a microphone in front of you doesn't mean you're not going to be entertaining. Even if there's no, we're not rolling tape or anything. Sometimes those are the funniest moments that we have. And then we, you know, lament that we didn't tape it, but... That's part of the beauty of it.
But you would say that, would you dispel that he's an asshole?
Yeah,
that he's
of course.
Horrible? I mean,
I'm like, yeah, he's not like that at all. He's super sweet. He's super nice guy.
Was he good to you? I mean,
yes.
Was,
yeah, I always say, you know, you never, payroll was always on time. Everything was always good. Just but you're fucking crazy. But that's what we love about you.
But if I wasn't crazy, Anna, I don't know that I would be able to do this.
Yeah, there's no way.
Have this whole... cult-like, you know, pay-per-view, publicly funded soiree that we got. I don't know if I wasn't fucking certifiably crazy, manageable. If I couldn't manage my crazy, I don't know that you can shake fucking
There's
people
no
down.
No way. Much like we said before about Seth, it's a triple-edged sword. You know, sometimes you got to be crazy and that's how you get in trouble, but that's also how you become successful, is you take crazy risks. And that's how you catapulted yourself to the top to be a Kings of Media.
Thank you.
With Howard Stern.
You're the best.
Love you.
You know what? I know we could go on for a long time, but I think we covered a lot. And I think
an hour.
We did. And, you know, I'm going to try to do a bike ride today.
Good.
I'm going to try to use the head cam instead of
look like a coal miner.
Like a coal fucking miner. I'm going to look like one of Jerry's kids on the trail.
Yeah.
Beans and flanks. Flank and beans. How'd that guy say it?
I don't know.
On Something About Mary. Remember that guy?
Oh, yes.
Beans and flanks.
Yes. Something like that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. Now, do you know how to turn all this shit off?
Yes, I do.
Your boyfriend's taught you?
Yeah, he said, press this one button. And I said, I think I got it. And then I asked him like three more times just to sound a little R, just to make him nervous.
Did I press this one? Yes.
I'm like, wait, that one? And he's like, yes.
That one?
This one. So, and I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, just press this fucking button. But I'm like, babe,
I got it. Then you put a gun to your head.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, no ribs, cuz?
Did you guys kiss before he left?
Yes.
You did?
Of course.
For real?
Yeah.
Like kind of a big one?
Not like a make out, but yeah, it was definitely like a nice kiss. And every time we kiss, he probably doesn't want me to tell you this, but every time we kiss and it's like a good kiss, like he doesn't make his lips like a beak, because sometimes you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And his lips, he has very nice lips, Blitz does, mm-hmm. and they're soft like pillows. Mm-hmm. So every time I kiss him and it's like soft, I always go, pillows.
Oh, is this gonna, it's gonna be his new nickname, pillows?
He's gonna be so mad I told
Chris,
you that.
Pillows Blitz!
I always go, pillows. Yeah.
And he's like, wish you were eating one right now.
Oh.
All right. You just now got it?
No, I got it.
You didn't get it.
I get it. Facing the pillow, he's fucking me from behind. I get it.
Fucking me from behind.
Pull my pigtails and a camo hat. We got it.
The pigtails worked. Like even him.
That's why I want to go to the Country Bowl.
I know, but even him today, like when you did that, he was like, uh-huh. Did you hear him chiming in?
Yeah, he likes
like,
it.
Uh-huh.
I know what Blitz likes.
You do.
He kind of wants me a little bit more, I think, rough around the edges.
No, a little outdoorsy.
Yes.
Just a little bit
more. Not too much.
Just like 5% more camo.
Yeah, he likes the camo. He likes the Carhartt.
Yeah.
That sort of shit. Yeah.
And you're getting there.
I am.
You're making slow little changes.
Making strides, best of my ability.
Right, well, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Celebrating
I'm
our 3
million. I'm always here. You're the one that stayed late.
Three millionth download. Oh. And I think, man, I really do think that we need Jackson or somebody to take that call and make that.
That was really funny.
Just that call in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. Hey, thank you, everybody, for downloading and listening to this and spread the word.
Everything
that we got pretty much is at the Bubba Army, whether it's our Cash App, our Venmo, our PayPal, our podcast, our Twitch, at the Bubba Army. Thank you for listening and downloading.